Here, Rabbosai. A minute fast. Another minute. It's fine.
When you finish, start now.
I should start now. I've got an extra minute beyond the. Somebody has to do something about this clock. Okay, Rabbosai, our limud of Chofetz Chaim is the schus refuah shleima of Yosef Dov ben Chayla. Yishtav refuah shleima b'sor shel Chayli Yisrael. Amen. So Chofetz Chaim says as follows, that, and this is a pretty obvious one, the love in the Torah, this is love number 12 we've been going through the lavin. There are 17 lavin that one could potentially be over if one speaks Lashon Hara. And one of them is the love of V'lo yek korech v'cha adosoi. There's a love in the Torah which says that we may not follow in the steps of Korach. And in other words, one has to avoid machloikas. Avoiding machloikas is highly recommended, and obviously you gain that you're not being over the lav, but of course there are many machloikas, there are many arguments which result in a lot of lashon hara. I mean, if you think about it, I think, I could be wrong, but most of the cases where you've got family members who don't speak to each other is to do with the machloikas over Yerusha. It's usually to do with, boils down to money at some stage or another. And unfortunately, there are families where there are close family members who do not talk to each other. But besides not talking to each other, they're probably talking to other people. They're probably talking to their families, they're probably talking to their spouses, they're speaking to their friends, they're speaking to people at Beis HaMedrash about the terrible things that the other side has done to them in order to deny them their rightful share of the Yerusha. Says the Chofetz Chaim, he gives an example here. He says, a president of a school is unhappy with the, I don't know, we don't have presidents of schools and we don't have executive directors' efforts in an unsuccessful school function. Okay, so they did a charity. Yeah, they did a charity and they set a target that they were going to make twice £1 million, and they didn't even get halfway. And of course now there's a lot of recriminations about how it was done wrong and how the guy got it, the guy who was organizing, etc. So somebody comes along and he says, I'll tell you what went wrong. What went wrong was XYZ, so and so did something wrong, and as a result of that the whole thing failed. And the shmur moves on from one person to the other, and in the end the executive director sends a message to Pliny saying that as a result of, I've been informed, as a result of what you did, or what you didn't do, or what you omitted to do, or what you said, or what you didn't say, for some reason or another, you're to blame for the fact that we were unsuccessful, we didn't raise any money. And the guy responds and he says, the event was a failure because of me. He was the one who never came to the meetings. Yeah, yeah. So in other words, it's my normal thing. Somebody who's attacked, somebody who's accused, is going to respond by... So the guy comes back and he says, you know the reason why I didn't come to the meetings? Because he didn't invite me. So I wasn't invited to the meetings, therefore I don't go. Uninvited, I don't go. And therefore, that's why I missed out. That's why maybe it went wrong. And it comes back, the executive director comes back and says, yes, the reason why I didn't invite you was because I'm expected to do everything single-handedly. And if you would have employed a secretary to help me, then I could have done things much better. Therefore, it's all your fault. Anyway, and it becomes a full scale. Machlokes, some people are taking sides. This guy's right, this guy's wrong, etc., etc. Says we get into V'loi Siyeh K'Korech V'Cha Adosoi. He says, but the problem that we're talking about, our problem that we're discussing, is the question of Lashon Hara. And we're saying that each of the people who are speaking about it, talking about it, discussing it, analysing it, and passing on information from one to the other, they're all, the machlokes starts, and once there's a machlokes, people are talking. Also, the people who are talking are usually trying to justify themselves. And the reason why they're trying to justify their position is in order to make them feel better, but they do that at the expense of pushing down someone else. Zokter Chofetz Chaim, Korach was involved in machloikas, it had a bitter end, and therefore the Torah gave a love of Eloisiyah, Korach v'chadosoi, that is love number 12 in the potential 17 that one can be over Mitlosh and Hora.
Started the Torah in Northwest London. Wednesday, 21st of Shvat, 31st of January, Rabbi Eli Aaron Bamberger, Shlita, Seeing is Believing. This week's Torah reading is sponsored by Family Adler. The first Simchas of Mitzvah, Shlema Adler, Lar Shabbos, Yehi Rotzon Shishku, the Rovus, Kainov, Rav Nachas, Mirenu, Yikod, Yotzei, Chalotzehem, Lizkus, HaShivoyim, VaChayolim, VaMilchomo, Sheyachzeru, Lotzehem, L'Sholom, B'mheiro.
Amen.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to share something with you. Big COVID. So what I want to discuss is something I've seen from in a sefer called Yeravot of Sichi from a Choshev Yid in Strasbourg called Rav Itach, who have had a starker shaykhus when I was much younger. And I think it's a big chizuk for us. This week's parsha, obviously Parsha's history discusses the end of the parsha, actually, but it's throughout the parsha. It has it discusses the Matan Torah. Matan Torah as the place where the whole of Klal Yisrael was preparing for a very long time to reach. Matan Torah was after 7 weeks of coming out of Mitzrayim, all the miracles. Some people even say that in order to reach Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael needed to first go through the whole of the Shibud Mitzrayim, and then they reach. They have the Kriyas Yamsuf. They go over into the Midbar, they get to Har Sinai, then there's Vekidashtem Hayom Mochar, and Vechipsusim Loisom. There's a great preparation for this momentous event that's going to happen. Matan Torah, Rabbeinu Shlomo is going to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. And no doubt that anybody being there is expecting, after such great Hachona, to be getting from Rabbeinu Shlom secrets of the world, things that no one has ever heard before, no one's ever imagined before, and no one's knows yet. And yet, Rabbeinu Shlom comes down. It's a big massive. There's hundreds of thousands of malachim bringing down crowns, and there's a markova, and it's koilus of rokim. And what did Rabbeinu Shlom come and say? Aseres HaDibros. Aseres HaDibros, which are the chayra, things which the whole world, not only Klal Yisrael, but the whole world appreciates as simple, normal things that human beings need to follow, most of them. And so what is... So that's already something that's puzzling a bit. What was all this huge preparation needed for? Just Aseres HaDibros. I mean, of course they're important. We're not saying they're not important, but in what way was Aseres HaDibros so central and so needed, such a great preparation for it? When Chazal discuss the Torah, the Nefesh HaChaim discusses how im loy brisi yom v'layla chukas shemayim v'ayetz loy samti, that the world is depending on the continuation of the Torah being learned and being applied in this world, and otherwise there's no world. We also have the pasuk vayi erev vayi voke yom hashishi, which Rashi brings down that the extra hay. Im Hashishi is referring to Hashishi Vav Sivan, where Klal Yisrael was going to be Zeicher to receive the Torah, and the whole world was waiting for that day because it was Toila, and it was depending on that whether the world was going to carry on or not. Otherwise, they're going to go back to Toi Vavoy. So the question is, if Torah is so important, and the whole world depends on Torah, then why only Klal Yisrael? Why Klal Yisrael is the only nation that can receive it? And also, why does it take those 2,000 years to prepare for them to be ready to receive that Torah? We need the Torah from the beginning. What's going on? So, in order to understand this idea of Matan Torah, let's try to understand first what is Torah. When we translate Torah, what does Torah mean? What do we mean by Torah?
A teaching.
Oh, so mostly we translate it as the law, the teaching, and it shows us how to behave in this world. But the Reb Shem Shmuel Hirsch, it says it comes from the makor of Isha Horo, Vatahar, that it's a lotion of being pregnant, of being able to bring about, to create a new life, a new person. And that's what it means. A ben Torah, who's a ben Torah? He's somebody who comes out of Torah. Torah creates that person and makes it into a new person. A new. That's what Torah does. So let's go back now to see a bit, to get a bit of clarkites. Let's go back to right at the beginning. Bereishis tells us the story of Adam and Chava. Adam and Chava, it says, Adam and Chava, Adam and Ishtoi. What does it say? I don't read Bereishis so often, Rabbi. But it says that Adam and Chava, Eirumim Heim. Vayu Adam v'Chava arumim v'lo yisbo yishoshu. There you go. Vayu shneim arumim ha'adam v'ishtoi v'lo yisbo yishoshu. Now Adam and Chava were not dressed, and they were not embarrassed about it. They were not embarrassed about it, and then they did the aver of the Eitz Hadas, and then it says vayedu ki arumim heim. They realized, they noticed they were not dressed, and Hashem came along and went and made for them kosnos oir at the end, gives them something to cover themselves. And l'chira, these are interesting little details in the life of Adam and Chava, but actually these are very, very important points. So he said, and explains beautifully. He says, how come Adam and Chava were not embarrassed at the beginning, when they were not dressed? Because what's matters? They didn't have Yetzer Hara. So an embarrassment is Yetzer Hara.
Okay,
but when a child doesn't know.
They also didn't know.
So you're saying they didn't know? And that's why it says Vayidu. Okay, we're gonna see.
And then they knew, and Hashem helped them.
Uh-huh. So
they realized what they realized that they had to cover themselves.
They realized
before that they never knew.
So they were.
So when they knew, Hashem instructed them how to cover themselves.
Okay. That means, so according to what you're saying, at the time before that, they were being embarrassing. Like my children always think I'm embarrassing to them. So they were being embarrassing, but they didn't know about it, so therefore it was...
They weren't aware of it.
Why didn't Hashem tell them before, though?
They weren't embarrassed. No, they didn't know.
So what's going on here?
No, there's no feeling of embarrassment there. There's not enough detail.
Yeah, but if it was not proper, then Hashem should have told them, you're not behaving properly, you've got to cover yourself.
If it wasn't proper, Hashem should have instructed them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Only later on he told them.
Exactly. Only later, after the Avera, suddenly Rebbe Shalom gives them, oh, here you go, here's some clothes.
So it's a process.
Exactly. So what's going on? Actually, it's the situation that was before the Eitz Hadas was a situation where Adam and Chava, when they looked at the world, their outlook of the world was not at all a outlook which was physical. So when they looked at things, they didn't see tables and chairs. They saw the essence of the thing they looked at. So when they looked at each other, they didn't look, oh, Adam is looking at Chava, he can see the body of Chava. That was not what he was looking at. He was looking at the mahus of the pnimius of Chava. And that was her. And the body was the clothes. The body was the clothes of the neshama, of the pnimius. So therefore, of course they were embarrassed, right? Because they were perfectly clothed.
That's right.
What happened was, is that afterwards they ate from the Eitz Hadas. What did the Eitz Hadas do? What did they eat? What did they eat? That suddenly they saw, they gave to their body something which was an importance, a priority. Oh, I'm going to listen to what my body says. Okay, so now that means now the body is choshuv, and now the body needs covering. The body needs covering. Suddenly they realize, hey, wait, we're not dressed. And so they go and they hide. They hide, although they know very well that you don't hide from Rabbeinu Shalom. But exactly, okay, yeah. Even though that's a different story. Mm-hmm. But the point was that they only realized then, oh, we're now looking at the wrong thing. We're seeing something, we're seeing the body, and we're seeing it as a choshev thing. So therefore, this needs now to be covered. And actually,
could they still see the mahus?
Oh, so that's the question. So vatipakachna in Yishneim, that's the Rashi says, vayedu kirumim, that at the time what happened was is that they became aware. They got a wisdom. And like somebody was saying before, that after the Avera, suddenly they got this understanding. But what do you mean? You don't get a prize for doing an Avera. Since when do we get a prize for doing an Avera? Novos. So he says, he explains beautifully. But Etzma Vavda is not a prize. It's a Nechoiz Darga. They went down in Madrega. Because till then, they were able to see clearly the Pnimius. And after that, the only way they could see this was through Chochmas, through Das. Vayedu Kirumim, they were able to understand. But they couldn't actually see it clearly. And that's why they went down to Madrega. And that's why they had to go and hide, because again, see, yeah?
Doesn't it say v'chisava hu lo'inayim before she ate?
Yeah.
She saw it was a tava hu lo'inayim.
That's right. She was starting to look at this, at the fruit, without looking at the to give pleasure to her.
She needed the das of having eaten for that, no? She didn't have that das at that stage.
No. She started looking at it in a way which was gashmius, meaning she wasn't looking at, she wasn't giving precedence to her pnimius. She was giving her goof, the taiva, the pleasure.
Actually, the steer, because the apple you said had the taiva, and Yomavid didn't was the taiva. The steer.
Where's the steer?
The apple you said, kitab ulainai.
Yeah.
It means about something like that, like taav.
Right, so she gave that, she created that thing, she by giving it a geschmack to her eyes, a geschmack to her body, she now made it that now, oh, the body is enjoying something. She's giving pleasure to the body as opposed to pleasure to the neshama.
She allowed it.
That was the nisoyin. The nisoyin was, decide, do you want to choose your body or your neshama?
So if it's at that point, they could make a choice.
That's right.
It's
That's right. That was the Nachash was trying to entice her, absolutely. Yeah.
But she overcame the Nachash convinced her to do it.
Yeah.
Because she had a choice.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So that's what happened. That now they went down. Adam and Chava now went down from the very high madriga of being able to see crystal clear through the Gashmius, through the worldly view, and then now they can't see that anymore. They have to understand it, they have to learn it, but they can't see it clearly. We know that many people who they know lots of things. The famous story of Aristotle, that he was a very, very deep philosopher. He knew all the secrets, but when he went out and behaved like a behemoth, people didn't understand. But of course, it makes sense because Yodata in Vashavisa Vecho means you need a Vashavisa. And nowadays, we don't have this ability of feeling and mamash. Appreciating what we see. We see something, we haven't got the clarity, and therefore it doesn't translate into us being able to behave like this. The first one who did manage to start being mesaken this was Avraham. Avraham was told, Lech Lecho, Lech Lecho, go away from your previous, till now, the last 10 generations. And then, El Ha'oretz Asher Echo. Very interesting. Why does it say El Ha'oretz Asher Echo? If Rabbi Yishlam is taking him to an unknown land, then say El Eretz Asher Echo. I'll show you this land. Which one? What's Ha'oretz? Ha'oretz, he says, Pshat is that it's Avraham Avinu knew very well. He had to go to Eretz Canaan. But what Rabbi Yishlam says, go to the Eretz Canaan, and when you get to such a Eretz HaKadosh, then our echo. Then I'll show you. Then you'll be able to see. And he goes to Eretz Canaan, and suddenly, till now, it was always Vayomer Hashem El Moshe. And now suddenly it's Vayero Hashem El Moshe. Vayero Hashem. Right? Suddenly Rabbi Yishlam appears to Moshe, to Avraham. Avraham is able to see much clearer. And then what happened was, he goes down to Mitzrayim. Avraham goes down to Mitzrayim, and suddenly he says to Sarah, "Oyve, hinna yodati ki isha yifas mareat." I notice that isha yifas mare. What do you mean? Till now you didn't know, right? No, because Avraham worked now for all this time to not look at Sarah's outside. Sarah's chitzonius. Avraham is looking. He's looking the whole time only in the pnimius. And but he's coming down to Mitzrayim, and in Mitzrayim, what do we have? Eretz Ha'aretz, completely the opposite of this. And therefore, Avraham realizes, okay, got to see, maybe there's something that I need to be careful with it. And so he says to Sarah, I've got to notice that as well, because of danger.
Asher Erekel. That's
Emunah. You had
to trust that Hashem was showing.
Yeah. That was Emunah. So that was his Nisayon to go towards that. So that was the prize at the end, was that Rabbi Yishlam was going to give him back this Reus, this outlook, this ability to see. So now let's go back now to Matan Torah. Matan Torah, what do we see over there? What do we see? Vayhi vayim ha-shlishi v'yis ha-boiker vayhi koilos of rokim. It was great koilos of rokim. Okay. And koil shofar and all of that. And then Rabbi Yishlam comes down and says the Aseres HaDibros. And then it says v'chol ha-om roim es ha-koilos v'es ha-lapidim v'es kola shofar. Now suddenly there's a lot of emphasis on this. What is this koilus that the om is seeing? Zogt Rashi. Roim es hakoilos, roim es hanishma. Shei efshar liris b'mokem acher. That these were their ability, the Yidden were able to see the koilos. What is going on? How do you see koilos? Yeah, they were able to see the koilos. They were able to see. What were they able to see? So, there's a very interesting question that we have. When we say Torah, I was talking about Torah at the beginning. What is Torah? We would have said Torah is Chamish Shochem Shetorah. And in the Chamish Shochem Shetorah, we have Aseres Adibros. We have Aseres Adibros as part of the 600 mitzvahs of the whole Torah. But if you look in the Psukim, actually it doesn't seem so. So at the beginning of the Aseres Adibros, when Hashem is going to say, to speak this the Dibros, Vaidaba Elikim es kol hadvarim oile. Over there it says es kol hadvarim oile. Whereas a bit later, afterwards, when it says to Moshe Rabbeinu is being told to write it down, it says ksoiv lecho es hadvarim. It doesn't say kol, meaning that Torah Chamish Shochem Shetorah that we know is dvarim, and Aseres Adibros says kol hadvarim. How come that is? And so he explains beautifully that, as we know, the like we said before, that the Yom HaShishi, the whole world was waiting for Torah to be brought down to this world, because Torah was now going to be, the Aseres Adibros were going to start taking over the Asorah Ma'amoris, which created the world. Till now, the Asorah Ma'amoris was what was keeping the world going. And now, from Matan Torah was going to be now the Aseres Adibros. It was going to become a matzav that people keeping Aseres Adibros was going to keep the world going. Was going to keep the world functioning. The Torah is going to, like we said, Imnoi Brisi Yom V'Laila Chukas Shemayim V'Asle Samti. And that is what Aseres Adibros is coming for. This is what Roim Es HaKoilos, the Yidden, after all this preparation, they were now back to Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. They were back to being able to see that this is the mahus of this koil, these koilos. We're able to see, Rabbi Yishim is saying something that's very, very deep. It's not just sounds. It has a very, very deep aspect to it, and that it's saying that we're going to now keep the world going. These are not just things that we should do. We are keeping the world going. That was the secret that Klal Yisrael needed to prepare all this time for. They need to go through the Shibud Mitzrayim. They need to see miracles. They need to experience that the world is an illusion. And Rabbi Yisrael is behind. So Rabbi Yisrael said to them, Kofa alei markegi, he said, if you accept the Torah, mutavim lav shom teku raschem, because you know that this is now a new creation, a new bnei Torah we're going to become. And that's why Torah is, when we say the whole Chamish Shochem Shetorah is only Hadvarim, because it's not the whole Torah, it's the Aseres Adibros which take over the Asorah Ma'amoris. And this is the clarity that Klal Yisrael got at Har Sinai when they reached this Madriga of Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. And so that's how Tefillah also we say V'sachzeno Einenu. We should be able to also see and have this clarity of vision in Mitzvah Hashem soon. Yes, Mashiach is coming. May we Amen. Amen.